Advocacy 101, Lecture 1, 7 Steps for Chapter Engagement, by Frank Welty, CCB Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs. I believe CCB will only succeed in improving life for blind and visually impaired Californians if it mobilizes its members throughout the state to advocate in behalf of the community. This column is designed to provide members and chapters with the tools they need to become more effective advocates. Here are 7 things each chapter or affiliate can do to engage with local government officials. 1. It is important for every CCB chapter to take steps to influence government officials in behalf of its local blind community. To that end, each chapter should appoint a legislative committee chairperson who can stay informed on legislation that could affect its members, report this information during chapter meetings, and take the lead in the chapter's advocacy activities. Don't forget to send me your legislative chairperson's contact information. 2. In order to get the latest news on legislation and other important issues, regularly follow the California Connection and the CCB Legislative Report and share this information with chapter members who don't have easy access to it. You can listen to both of these bulletins by calling CCB's toll-free telephone number 800-221-6359 during evenings and weekends. They are also posted on CCB's website at www.ccbnet.org and distributed through CCB's various email lists. 3. Know who your legislators are and how to contact their offices. From city council members to U.S. senators, it's easier than you might think to find out the names of your representatives in government and how to contact them. You can find out who your representatives are by calling your county's registrar of voters and then get their office phone numbers through directory assistance. You can call your legislators' offices to get their mailing addresses. You can also get this contact information through various government websites such as www.leginfo.ca.gov. California State Legislature, www.house.gov, U.S. House of Representatives, and www.senate.gov, U.S. Page 61 Senate. 4. Stay informed about your legislators. Most legislators mail newsletters to constituents upon request, and their newsletters are also distributed through email. Thanks to the internet and accessible news services such as an FB Newsline, we have more access to current, accessible information about our government officials than we've ever had before. 5. Meet your legislators and their office staffers. It's just as important to cultivate contacts with local officials as it is to get acquainted with state and federal people. You can visit local legislative offices and make a point of attending community events such as town hall meetings where government officials are speaking. A city council member whom you befriend today may be representing you in Congress 5 or 10 years. Page 62. From now. 6. Invite your legislators and other government officials to your chapter meetings and social gatherings. When they agree to visit your chapter, invite the press to cover the event. Not only will you build your relationship with your guests, you will garner positive press coverage for both your guests and your chapter. 7. If your chapter has the funds to do so, consider sponsoring a CCB member who wishes to attend the annual ACB Legislative Seminar in Washington, D.C. During this seminar, members are educated on current issues facing the blind community, and they are given the opportunity to develop their advocacy skills by visiting the offices of California's congressional representatives. If you'd like to learn more about the subjects discussed above, feel free to call me at the CCB office, or send me email at frankwelty@ccbnet.org.